You might have noticed that the vibrant yellow spice turmeric has been popping up in a number of unexpected places lately, in tea, lattes, even smoothies. We're joined now by Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, who has been exploring the uses of the spice, and she joins me now. Welcome.
Hi, Tanya.
Hey, Kathy. So why is turmeric suddenly so popular?
Well, there are a bunch of reasons. I mean, first, there's the color, as you mentioned, that brilliant marigold orange color. It's got this floral, warming, slightly musky taste, and it's one of the primary flavors in Indian and Southeast Asian cooking. It's also what gives curry powder its bright yellow color, and it's been used as a spice and a medicinal herb in India for thousands of years. But as you mentioned, it has recently become the darling of the food world.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how spices, how that happens. You know, there's a spice of the year that happens.
Well, exactly.
Well, you've actually you have some dishes that have been inspired by Indian dishes that use this spice. Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, I spent the past few weeks really playing around in the kitchen with turmeric, and I found there are very few things that it doesn't add a great flavor to. I started with a fairly traditional Indian dish, a turmeric spiced dal, or Indian lentils, and I use turmeric in two ways in this dish. The lentils are simmered with water and dry turmeric, and then once they're soft, while they're cooking, I sautéed a mixture of turmeric and cumin seeds and cinnamon and chili pepper in ghee, which is clarified butter or vegetable oil, and then add fresh ginger and onions and tomatoes and cilantro and swirl that spicy red topping into the dal. And it is a beautiful, warming winter dish.
Kathy, I always feel like maybe I actually love cooking when I hear you talk about cooking. You also have this dish that uses roasted vegetables. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, this is a slight variation on a traditional curry. You take cauliflower and carrots and sweet potato. Again, vibrant colors in the winter. You roast them first to give it a beautiful golden brown. And then you spice some coconut milk with turmeric and cumin seed and fennel seed and cinnamon. And then you put the roasted vegetables right into this beautifully spiced coconut milk. And it makes a gorgeous stew that you serve over basmati rice. You can sprinkle it with cilantro. Very quick and simple, actually.
Okay, before we go any further with another recipe that you have, we should mention, as you said, it stains and it is hard or almost impossible to get out.
You want to be really careful. I had a wonderful conversation with DJ Reka, a New York City-based DJ and cultural producer of Southeast Asian descent. And we talked a lot about staining of turmeric, but she also talked about how it kind of infuriates her to see turmeric held up as this elixir, this cure-all to everything. She said when she was growing up, it was in the masala spice box right next to salt and pepper. It was sort of a marker of identity. And it was a totally ordinary thing to cook with, just like salt.
Yep. I believe that. Okay. So you've given us several savory flavored dishes. You actually have a cake as well that uses the spice.
Yeah, turmeric is used in desserts and sweet dishes, often in combination with yogurt. I made a turmeric and ginger blood orange cake. It's a cake that's made in a regular old loaf pan. If you can find blood oranges, which are in season right now,
it's a
stunning color. Yep. Or just regular oranges. And this cake uses yogurt. So it's quite good for you. And then you can serve it for breakfast with yogurt. You can eat it for dessert. The color and the flavor of this cake is so extraordinary. I can't stop eating it. It's just wonderful.
Oh my gosh. We'll have pictures and also the recipe on our website. Before we let you go, tell us some other recipes that we can use this spice for.
Well, I talked to a woman named Sana Javeri Kadri, who owns a company called Diaspora Co., and they sell probably the best turmeric I've ever tasted. And she likes to add a pinch of turmeric with a crack of black pepper and a knob of butter to a pot of rice. Very simple. You can add turmeric to chicken skin before roasting it. Same with fish fillets when you're roasting vegetables. Generally, Nick Sharma, a cookbook author, pointed out to me that you almost always want to be cooking it. It's kind of harsh when it's raw. So generally, it's sauteed in a little bit of oil with other spices to release that beautiful flavor and toast the spices. And then it's added to curries and soups and stews. But there's a lot of experimenting you can do with this spice.
We've been talking about turmeric with Here and Now resident chef Kathy Gunst. For recipes and tips, you can go to our website, hereandnow.org. As always, thank you so much, Kathy.
Thank you, Tanya.